Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Tays, and this is the second part of our conversation with Dallas County Emergency Management Coordinator AJ Seeley.
Now, in terms of other hazards that people may potentially run into in the event of severe weather, if someone is forced to drive out in severe weather, whether they're coming back home from work or a soccer game or anything like that, you know, what are some reminders for them as they're traveling to and from in the event of severe weather?
Yep. Anytime you're caught in severe weather, whatever the case may be, you just want to make sure that you're driving for the conditions. So keep in mind, you know, hydroplaning is a potential issue. You know, hail of any size can be impactful to vehicles. So slowing down your speed, definitely. In some cases, like we saw in eastern part of Dallas County, is the hail was quite thick. In some cases, can actually make it slick, almost like winter driving conditions. So we want to be cognizant of that.
Now, kind of switching gears a little bit, with all of the severe weather, a lot of the times it's accompanied with some higher heat than, you know, the fall or the spring. Now, in terms of that, people are traveling outdoors, they're taking part in recreational activities outside, or they're working in the heat. Now, what are some reminders for those people as they are out and about more and it's warmer outside?
If you're outdoors, really anytime the heat is elevated, but really just as a general practice, just staying hydrated, especially when the heat gets higher, 80s and above, and the humidity starts to kick in, it can be really easy to feel like it's a lot hotter than it actually is. And that starts to wear on the body. So staying hydrated, drinking a lot of water or other hydrating fluids is always a great practice. It can kind of fight off some of that dehydration and keep your body performing optimally. Other things that are good, planning for regular breaks in the shade if possible, you know, wearing sunscreen, and then even staying hydrated at home overnight can be a good practice if you know you're going to be out the next day.
Now, in terms of that heat, a lot of times when it gets hot, people are pushed more to water recreational activities, whether that's swimming in a pool, a lake, or a river. Now, what are some important safety reminders for people as they may be participating in more water recreational activities?
Yep, I think planning ahead for water recreation activities is a really good idea, specifically with river conditions. You want to be checking to make sure that it's safe to go on the water. Obviously, we don't have a ton of flow right now as we've been pretty dry for the last few weeks, but you know, water flow can certainly make river conditions hazardous. The other thing that we've seen before and happens a couple times a year, it seems like in Dallas County, is not everybody understands the geography or the route that the river is taking. So if you're planning to go on a river, have some sort of map or some sort of reference to know, hey, when I go over under this bridge, I'm at this location, and kind of have an idea of if I were to get stuck or lost or need help, you can have a reference point to interface with emergency responders. Otherwise, always consider, you know, wearing a life jacket, knowing who can swim and who can't. And then, like I mentioned before, make sure you're staying hydrated and having a communications mode, cell phone, that sort of thing, if you're able to, so you can get out if you need to.
Now, there's been a change in Dallas County's emergency notification system where people will look to get their severe weather alerts and other emergency alerts. Now, with this change, what do people need to do to ensure that they continue to receive these emergency notifications?
Yeah, so our old system, our alerting campaign is called Alert Iowa, and that campaign really hasn't changed, but the vendor that's been responsible for that program for the last several years is not going to be our vendor anymore. So we're moving to a new vendor. That vendor offers us a little bit more features and functionality. And so we're excited to make that move. But part of that is a little bit of a learning curve. We got to get people moved over to that new system. New system has been active for about a month now. It officially 100% starts to be July 1st. And so we want people to get moved over if they're interested in receiving weather alerts. There's a few different ways they can do that. So they can visit our website, dallascountyiowa.gov, all spelled out. And the other options are downloading the Smart 911 app on whichever device you use. We have a kind of a blanket alerting method where you can receive severe thunderstorm warnings, watches, tornado warnings, watches by texting the word Dallas IA with no spaces to the number 67283. And doing that, we'll opt in via SMS. So the SMS only, but if you're interested in some of the other options like email alerts or if you want a phone call, you can visit our website and sign up to be a little bit more detailed on that. We currently have about 2,000 users that have made that transition or opted in to our current system. You know, it's a great number, but we love to have more. So the more the merrier. Definitely a way to receive weather information before an event happens.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to any of the topics that we've covered or anything else that you would like to bring up on your own?
Yeah, we'd love for the listeners to keep up to date with us on Facebook and Twitter by following our pages. We've been doing a pretty regular posts on preparedness and other community information, all with the end goal is to lead to a safer tomorrow for Dallas County and Dallas County residents.
And that was the second part of our conversation with Dallas County Emergency Management Coordinator AJ Seeley. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.